What a journey for Mary and Joseph. Maybe you've been on a long trip, and then when you finally reached your destination, something went a little wrong. Maybe there was construction or traffic that turned your hour-long road trip into 4 or 6 or 12. So you were exhausted when you arrived at your destination. Maybe we can relate to what it might have been like for Mary and Joseph once they finally made it to Bethlehem. Even if there wasn't a room at a hostel or an inn, there are many different translations for that word. Maybe they were just grateful to have a place to rest after their long journey. So this is evening, Christmas Eve. It isn't about the difficulties of their travel, but about the joy of the miracle that was to come. It's about God coming to join us, to be one with us as closely as possible, and to bring us peace and grace and love and hope and joy in the birth of Jesus. That he was born to a family of humble means was important. As we hear, Jesus will become the Savior long foretold. And tonight is also about the shepherds who were scared at first, but after they heard the angel's message, they made their way to the manger and then shared the good news for all to hear. Maybe you can think of a time when you've been afraid, but then remember Jesus's love for you and felt slightly less afraid. Our stories tonight are about regular people, humble people, Mary and Joseph, and then the shepherds just doing their jobs, and then chosen by God to reveal the mystery of Jesus's birth. Maybe we can see ourselves in those stories. So as we sing together and remember the birth of Jesus, swaddled in his loving parents' arms, I hope we can all remember the message of peace that Jesus's birth brings to us, to be kind to ourselves and to our families, however we define that word, and to extend that same loving kindness to all that we meet on our journeys, sharing peace with all whom we meet today and always. Amen.